Okay. Welcome back to Archetype Aperture. I am Jim, and I just finished and uploaded a video to YouTube, and I'm not sure how I feel about it yet, but it was just something that I wanted to do really fast and just to see if I could actually get back in there and actually shoot a video, edit it, and upload it and get it all done and do it like I used to. I used to make them quite frequently, and really they weren't about anything, but I was just having fun and being creative. And it's been so long since I've actually shot a video of myself and doing any of that stuff, even for my other podcast, which is something we normally would do. I would just make a video talking about like what we're going to talk about on the next podcast. Well, we don't really do that anymore because we just kind of freeform now on that podcast. On this one, it's like I said before in other episodes, it's a little more streamlined. We're talking about photography, videography, and audio, you know, whatever it may be, equipment or techniques, what have you. Today, I will say that I just got in a new piece of equipment for my microphones, which is actually really awesome. The piece of equipment I got is a Triton Fethead, F-E-T-H-E-A-D, and it is a it's basically an audio preamp for the microphone. And what that does is it produces 25 decibels of more gain, and it's clean gain. So it goes into the microphone, and then the microphone goes into the preamp, which then goes into the microphone cable, which then goes into your interface. And when you do that, you can turn the actual gain knob down, therefore creating less noise in the background, all of those things. It's much easier to edit, and it just sounds better from raw, you know. And this is raw right now, but when I'm talking to you, obviously I'm hearing it raw, but I'm going to edit it before I upload. So the version you're hearing is most likely edited. However, the edits, I don't have to make so many edits. I don't have to use too many limiting and or compression. It just sounds better all around. And it gives me, like I said, it gives me the added volume, and I don't have to use, when you don't have to use the gain knob to get volume out of your interface, it's always a good thing, because when you turn, the gain is not volume. I don't know where that misconception came from, but gain is not volume. It's gain. It's power, basically, is what you're doing. You're pushing power to your microphone, and because you're doing that, it's picking up all this background noise. It's basically pushing the limits of your microphone, and it's amplifying its ability to pick up the background noise. This preamp will pump in 25 decibels of clean gain, which goes, like I said, which runs through the interface. And the interface does clean it up. It depends on which interface you have. I am using a Focusrite 18i8, and it has four XLR inputs on it, and it can go, I can plug in, I think, up to 16 channels, if I'm not mistaken. Whatever you're using, I was very against the Focusrite for a long time. I used the Zoom H6 when we first started. That was actually the second iteration of what we used. At any rate, before then, it was just a mixing board, but I like the Zoom H6 because it can be, it's handheld. You can take it with you. It's portable. It's a recording device as well as an interface. So it does double duty, and it also provides up to 48 hertz of phantom power, which is awesome. A lot of microphones are very power hungry, and they require phantom power. There are some microphones that don't. A lot of your USB microphones don't require phantom power, things of that nature. At any rate, I'm not here to talk about microphones and phantom power and what have you, but yes, this Triton Fethead Phantom is awesome. It costs about $80 on Amazon, and it does wonders for your audio recording. So what brought me to sit down today and talk is basically just what we talked about in the beginning, or what I talked about. You're not here with me, but you are. I recorded that video today, and I've watched it probably seven times, and it's cringy. It's never not cringy to watch yourself on a video. It's already bad enough that I had to get used to hearing my own voice over and over again, but what's worse is like seeing yourself. And I didn't have a monitor going, so I had no clue like what my face was doing. I was using a teleprompter app on my iPad, so you could kind of tell at some point when I was talking, at a few points during the video where I was kind of looking to the left and a little bit, and I tried to put it as close to the lens as I possibly could so that that wasn't an issue. However, it was an issue, so I did the best I could to cover it up with some J cuts. If you're not sure what a J cut is, it's kind of like you have to separate the audio and the video on basically two different video and audio clips that are connected to each other. And what you'll do is you'll either subtract a little bit of the video from the previous clip and then pull over the video from the clip right after that. And basically what that does is you'll hear the audio. It'll continue to flow naturally and smoothly, but you'll see a little bit of it won't be such a harsh break. And it's almost like a trick on the mind to make it seem like it flows a little smoother. However, you may get it may be disorienting when you do that, because it does kind of like lend to the subtitled movie effect, where it's like you see the mouth moving, but it's not, you know, not the words aren't coming out properly. I guess that wouldn't be subtitled. That would be like a dubbed movie, unless you're talking about anime, and then, you know, you can't tell anyways, because it's just cartoons. At any rate, so that's just one little trick that you can use, J-cut. However, like I said, it's always awkward to see myself on the video. It was something I needed to do because I haven't done it in such a long time. I've been in a funk, and the less I shoot, the more of a funk I get into, and that's just that's what happens. So I do plan on getting back out there and shooting more, doing those type of things just for me. I've not taken any paid gigs this year. Very few, actually none. I have one coming up very soon. It got pushed back last weekend. It was raining, so we were supposed to do it last weekend, but it's going to come up this weekend. Hopefully, if it's not raining, that'll be something fun. And I can be creative with it, because it's like, it's basically, it's headshots for someone who's an aspiring actress. She's taking acting classes, and she's actually got a few paid jobs, which was really cool. And, you know, she's on her way up, and she wanted me to do some headshots and things of that nature. So I'm really stoked to do it for her. So Sunday, hopefully I'll be doing that. And I'm pretty excited about it. But I apologize to you guys. I can't believe it took me this long to apologize, but I apologize to you for not putting out more content on my podcast. I pay for this damn thing, and I monthly. And you would think that I would utilize every minute that I have, but you know, I'm not always the most present person. I do work a full-time job, as you all know, if you've been listening at all. And it is difficult when you work like 40 to 50 hours and sometimes more to get in here and record. And not only that, but sometimes, a lot of times in the evening, I have, you know, family here. I've got my daughter, my girlfriend and her daughter, and all my dogs. And it's just like, it's crazy in here a lot of the time. I love the crazy. Don't get me wrong. I bet that makes me happy. But it is a lot more difficult now that I had built in my daughter's old room when she moved out. I had built basically it was a recording studio. And now that she moved back in, I had to dismantle that and my work desk that I sit at to do all of my editing and anything like that is sitting in the living room. So it's in a common area. So it's very difficult to tell everybody to shut up, turn, mute the TV, and you can just sit there for 10, 15 minutes, however long it's going to take me to record this podcast, and which never happens. Nobody, you can't ask people to be quiet so you can do your thing. It's just not going to happen. So when I get a moment like this, I like to sit down and record if I can. And when I have a moment like this morning where there were no kids here, my girlfriend was in her office working, that's when I shot that video. And I did script it out, and it was not my best work. However, it was something, you know, and that's all I can say is it was something, and that's the thing that matters. And that was the point that I was trying to drive home with that 2-minute video, is if you have a passion, if you have an idea, if you've got something creative that you want to do, just do it. You know, I don't know what causes me to procrastinate and to wait and to not do the things that I love doing. I am reading a book. It's by Stephen Prescott, I believe. I can't recall. But it is a great book. What's it called? Oh, it's called The War of Art. And it's basically talking about writers and artists and things like, you know, people like us, that we find these roadblocks, we find these resistance points, and there's a lot of talk about resistance in the book. So I recommend that book. I haven't finished it yet because, well, you know, when I come home from work, I want to chill out and I read maybe a few, you know, maybe 10 pages, and then I put it down, because otherwise I'll be asleep and won't be able to spend any time with my family. So that's kind of how I go with that. It's a great book. If you're experiencing a resistance, and guess what? You always will be experiencing resistance, because it's always in our bodies. It's in our minds. It's ever present in our lives. And if it's not resistance from us, it's resistance from someone else. It's always, there's always going to be something there that will tell you, or like kind of get in your way of doing the things that you want to do. So hopefully, and I say hopefully because I can't, this is way easier for me. And I know we've talked about that as well. It's so much easier for me to record a podcast than it is to sit down and do a talking head video. And honestly, who wants to watch that? I haven't seen anybody really want to watch a talking head video. Just a guy sitting there talking about his blah, 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 blah. It's so boring. I can't hack it when I see that. I mean, some of these other guys, they do it, and I don't know how they do it. They throw in little fun things and make it fun, but I'm not that guy. I don't, you know, I don't want to be Peter McKinnon. I don't want to be Jared Polin. I don't want to be, Casey Neistat. I don't want to be any of these things. I just want to be me, and I want to do what I want to do, and I just want to make it fun for me, which this is fun, and it's therapeutic, as we've also talked about in the past. If you have like any desire to do a podcast and you need help, and you can reach out to me, whether you're local or not. Email is international and it's jwmphoto1@gmail.com. Now, if you'd like to go in, if you want to go and watch that video, feel free. Just look up James Mullis, JamesMullis. Find me on YouTube and watch all my videos. A lot of them are cringe, I have to tell you up front, but you know, I had fun making them, so it's whatever. At any rate, guys, that is pretty much all I have to say. And I'm trying to keep, I want to try and keep these things down to like, you know, 10 or 15 minutes. I don't really want to, you know, burn your ears up with them. You know, it's nice. You can sit in the car and you can listen to what I have to say for 10 or 15 minutes on the way to work or on the way home. And maybe my monotone voice will lower your blood pressure and help you to relax. Yeah. Anyways, guys, thank you for listening, and thanks for coming back every time. And I want to go back to hopefully that I'll be making more YouTube videos for myself. If you want to enjoy them, feel free. They'll be up there for the public. So love you guys, and thank you so much. I will see you in the next one.